This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Bill Frisell is the guitarist who was described in the New York Times as the most significant and widely imitated guitarist to emerge in jazz since the beginning of the 80s. In his distinctive style, he's interpreted the works of such varied composers and performers as Stephen Foster, John Philip Sousa, Aaron Copland, Bob Dylan, and Madonna. He recorded a CD of songs co-written by Burt Bacharach and Elvis Costello. And he's recorded many original compositions. His new CD is called Ghost Town. We invited him to join us with his guitar. He started by playing his composition, The Pioneers, which is featured on his earlier CD, Good Dog, Happy Man. Thanks for playing that. That's Bill Frisell playing The Pioneers. Bill Frisell, you have such a distinctive sound, and I'm wondering if it's a sound that you kind of consciously set out to get, or whether you just kind of, over the years, stumbled upon sounding like yourself.
Stumbled upon sounds good. Or it's definitely not, well, I don't know, is that conscious? It's always from the very first moment I picked up the guitar, there's been this reaching out, trying to get at something that I can't quite. It's just beyond my grasp, and I think that's where the sound comes from, really, is that.
Maybe that also is what translates into the kind of yearning and aching in your sound, that there always seems to be that in your sound. What were you reaching for 30 years ago when you started to play? Who did you want to be on guitar?
Well, actually, maybe it even goes back further than that. I mean, my stock answer is that one day I was playing baseball, and then the next day it seemed like everyone, my friend across the street, got a guitar, so I wanted to get a guitar. So then this is around the time of the Ventures and the Beach Boys, and so a little bit before the Beatles, right? Early 60s. So I was just sort of following along. But when I think back further than that, there was, I remember being, I don't know how old I was, I must have been 4 or 5, or when my family first got a television set, and I used to watch the Mickey Mouse Club every day on TV. And I remember being so, I'd just wait for this moment when the leader of the Mouseketeers, Jimmy, would come out with his guitar and they'd all gather around. And he had this guitar with Mickey Mouse painted on the front. And I was really fascinated by that. And I actually made my own guitar out of a piece of cardboard and put rubber bands on it. And so there was something going on way back then.
But would you play something that either a style of strumming or a chord progression or a tune or something that you really wanted to learn when you were young? One of the first things you learned that made you think like, yeah, this is it.
Well, there was like the Birds, right? What's that song? Some of the first things I, you know, were just these kind of, there was this surf thing where you just sort of learn on one or two strings, you could kind of learn a little lick or this one bar chord that you could move. Like I
like thought you got if, me going.
Yeah, I thought if I could learn that one chord, then I could play any song because you just have to move, slide it around.
And
you'll have all the chords.
Did you want to sing too? Because there was a certain type, you know, when you're young, you get your guitar and like you sing and accompany yourself.
Yeah, I mean, I never really did. Like I said, the guitar has always been my voice, I think, more than I'm just not that comfortable speaking and especially singing. I mean, it's like I wish I could sing, but I'm scared to even sing. I've been talking to my wife about this the other day. I'm thinking, man, I should at least, seems like in the privacy of my own home, I ought to be able to sing, but even that is somehow scares me. I can't, that's going to be my next project, is try to get comfortable just singing. Even, you know, when no one can hear me. I don't sing in the shower or anything like that.
Too inhibited to even sing in the shower.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Guitarist and composer Bill Frizzell is my guest. You know, a lot of, like, jazz guitarists, when they get started, they want to be Wes Montgomery and play those kind of, like, bouncy jazz licks that he played. Did you ever go... that seems so out of character for you, but did you ever go through, say, a Wes Montgomery phase?
Well, actually, that's where I got turned on to jazz, really. That my high school band director, I played clarinet in the school band, but he knew that I played guitar, and I played in sort of an R&B kind of band. We played like Temptation songs, and I was really into, at that point, more blues and R&B, and we played James Brown, Temptations, all that kind of stuff. And there was an all-school show, like a sort of a talent show, and these girls did this sort of dance routine, and they were going to use Wes Montgomery Bumpin' on Sunset as their background music. And my band director said, do you think you could learn how to play this on the guitar? And I never heard him before. He gave me the record and I went home, and I still something like that. So I learned that, and that was like, wow, what is this? You know, it was close enough to some of the blues and all that stuff in it that I was already into, but it was pushing it a little bit further. And so that kind of opened up the door. Then I started looking around more for that kind of music. And then soon after that, I was lucky enough to find a teacher there. His name is Dale Bruning, who just, then it was like these floodgates opened up. I mean, he just told me about he was the one to tell me about Monk and Bill Evans and Sonny Rollins and all these people I'd never even heard of.
My guest is guitarist Bill Frizzell. He has a new CD called Ghost Town. We'll be back after a break. This is Fresh Air.
Thank you.
My guest is guitarist Bill Frisell.
There seems to be in your music this, like in your piece, The Pioneers. You know, maybe it's just the image, but the sound, too, I think, is this kind of like big open space kind of sound that evokes something like the plains or the West, or what we think of as a certain type of Western folk music or cowboy music. Have you been exposed to anything like that outside of like the record that we all would have heard, you know, growing up, that influenced that aspect of your sound?
Yeah, I'm not sure how much it, you know, I grew up in the 50s in just a sort of normal middle-class American, like it could have been anywhere, really. So, I mean, my stock answer is that I grew up in Colorado, so there must be some cowboy connection there. But maybe what you're talking about comes more from my, I don't know, my kind of slow motion personality or something more than
and your inhibition,
maybe. Yeah, I don't know if it's
well let me ask you to play a few bars of Shenandoah, which I think of as an old kind of traditional Western song. I realize it's probably not a Western song, but that's how it's always computed in my mind. But I think this will give a sense of that kind of slow sound and that kind of aching sound that I associate with your music too. Would you play a little bit of it for us? Surprised that you like playing that kind of music now, considering when you got started it was, say, the Ventures and the Beach Boys, you know, and the Beatles soon after that really influenced you. Because I know, like, when I was young, like, you know, learning to peck out tunes at the piano or something, those old songs just seem so corny.
I think I'm, as I get older, it seemed like the first, I don't know how many years of playing music was always this process of trying to be hipper and cooler and more and more and more complicated, and definitely trying to be cool. You know, don't, you got to be the next newest thing all the time. And I mean, then there came a point where, wait a minute, what am I? I'm by doing that, a lot of times you shut off your whole personal history, really, and I'm just trying to now become less afraid about letting this stuff come out that's, you know, even just thinking about songs that maybe my mother was singing around the house when I was a kid, or there's all these sort of vague kind of dreamlike memories of music that have been around my whole life, and Stephen Foster songs, or I'm always surprised what sometimes I go home, I visit my mom, she lives in North Carolina, and it amazes me how she knows all, like, a lot of tunes that I tried to learn when I was getting into jazz that for me were sort of, I thought of them as sort of these jazz tunes. Those are all popular tunes from when she was younger, and she knows all the words and all those songs.
My guest is guitarist Bill Frisell. Let me ask you to play another original composition. This is called Poem for Eva. Feel free to introduce it before you play it.
Okay, well, this is called Poem for Eva, and Eva is a good friend of mine, Lee Townsend, who actually produced the CD, his daughter, and she's, how old is she now? Four or five, and she wrote me this nice poem, and so I thought I'd give her one back.
That's Bill Frisell performing Poem for Eva, which is also featured on his new CD, Ghost Town. More after a break. This is Fresh Air. My guest is guitarist Bill Frisell.
There's something really recognizable about your sound. I'm sure some of that is your touch and your fingers, and some of it is the equipment that you work with. Is there anything you could say about your sound and your touch? Or, you know, what?
I mean, sometimes people ask me what kind of effects I use, or what, if it's some kind of electronic thing, or, and I mean, I use a few things along with the guitar, but mm-hmm. I think it's more, the sound really comes more from one's imagination than any kind of what kind of guitar it is, or what kind of strings you use, or what kind of amp. You know, like I said earlier, I played clarinet for quite a while, all through school and into college. I know that's influenced the way I hear I spent so much time playing this wind instrument, and then playing the guitar. So many of the musicians I listened to, I think I listened to more saxophone players and trumpet players than I did guitar players. When I got into jazz, you know, listening to Miles Davis and Sonny Rollins and trying to copy that kind of a sound on the guitar. Or there's so much music that I've heard that has filtered through the guitar that I'm hearing in my head and just reaching out and trying to get that sound.
It's funny you should say that, though, because I think of your guitar playing as having more of a twang to it, more of a folk or country twang than most jazz guitarists have.
Right. Well,
And that certainly wouldn't come from listening to Sonny Rollins.
Right. Well, then it was 3 or 4 years ago I went to Nashville to record an album and played with all these Nashville guys that I'd never met before. And you know, I didn't really try to play in their style, but they really brought their style to my music. Mm-hmm. But it was such a inspiring, just energizing, great thing for me to go down there and meet these people. And that really opened up, again, another, I keep saying opened up the floodgates. It happens every once in a while. But meeting these guys really got me fired up about checking out music, bluegrass music, and
Could you demonstrate something that you've picked up in the past few years that you feel has kind of seeped into the sound of your playing now?
I'm thinking there's this song, Wildwood Flower, a Carter Family song, like where you play the melody on the bass strings and the sort of strum the chord up high. That's a song, you know, I had the opportunity to play with Jerry Douglas, and he said, that's the first song I learned. You know, that's like, he's been playing that song his whole life, and I just, in the last couple of years, I tried to play it for the first time. So I don't have any hope of actually really being able to play that stuff, but I've been fascinated.
It's changing the way you hear and what you're reaching for.
Yeah, so finally now it seems like I'm listening to more guitar and string and banjo kind of based music, and that's definitely coming into it a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess what fascinates me about it is there's a point back there when things were less divide it up. I mean, mm-hmm. I've heard Bill Monroe things where, like, there's a moment where it sounds like Duke Ellington or something. I mean, that's always interested me, you know, where the lines are more blurred and trying to find that point where the music wasn't so categorized either by however white or black or country or jazz or rock I've been going back and listening to a lot of music from the early part of the century, and it seems like every CD I buy now it's some kind of Smithsonian folkways something or other.
I want to get back to what you described as your slow motion personality and your, you know, you're being very inhibited. You know, guitar in America anyways is often really the extrovert's instrument, where, you know, you've got like the guitar hero or the heavy metal guitarist or, you know, doing all these like stadium sized gestures and jumping around the stage or even smashing the guitar at the end of the performance. Which is so different from your approach, which is really kind of low key and slow and reflective. Did you ever wonder if there would be a place for you in the guitar world, operating in this very reflective realm?
Definitely at the beginning. I mean, when I played in these first bands, you know, we'd enter these battle of the band contests, and almost the first thing anyone would say, that, you know, you've got to move around more when you play, you know, you can't just stand there. And that was always a problem, you know, in the bands that I played in, that I wasn't, there was a lot of comments like that, but somehow the music was all I was really interested in.
On the other side, you have a lot of, you know, new age guitar now, which is slow and reflective, and for a lot of us, not all that interesting. and I'm sure that's not where you see yourself either.
I mean, the music, like I've said this before, like I've never been comfortable dancing or, you know, speaking in public, but within the music, it's a world I can go in and I can do all this stuff that I can't do in real life, you know.
It's, right.
You know, it's like you're dancing or you know, screaming out loud, I can get really actually pretty aggressive with the music.
Guitarist Bill Frisell. He'll perform at the Montreal Jazz Festival on Sunday. He'll perform at Yoshi's in San Francisco July 6th through 9th. Let's close with variations on a theme, Tales from the Far Side, from Frisell's new CD, Ghost Town. I'm Terry Gross.